סימן ריש פה סעיף בייס. אם לא מדה פרשו בפירוש רשי, חושב כמו תרגום. If someone said שתיים מיקרו and he said רשי instead of a תרגום, אז חושב כמו תרגום. וירשומיים יקרו תרגום וגם פירוש רשי. וירשומיים says also תרגום and also פירוש רשי. But as much as for sure is important to say פירוש רשי. Just Rashi is not enough like Atchile. Also Targum. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Dala bePirush Rashi. Shu Meforash Es Hamikro Kmo Yishu Meforash Atargum VeYoyser Mimenu. This reason is the Indian to read Rashi. Aval Imkro B'Shar Laz only in translation of the words. Shu Meforash Rak Es Hamilas Lechud Lo Yotzei Deichavosim Makim Targum. V'Shatargum Meforash Kam Advarim Shein Lo B'Mitaych Hamikro. But Rashi is good. סיבקות מהי, חס, אין סיבקות מהי, חושב כמו תרגום, רשי אז חושב כמו תרגום, ועל כן יועץ מה שקורה שתי פעמים מיקרו ואיכו פירוש רשי. ואויץ לו פסוקים שאין עליהם פירוש רשי, יקרו שולש פעמים מיקרו. מי שאין לו ברוכי, שיובין את פירוש רשי, someone cannot understand פירוש רשי, and we said it's רוי תרמי רשי, רוי ליקרו בפירוש התרא שיש בלושן אשנה זה זמננו, כגון צלו ורנו. Or if they have art school, not only a פירוש of the words, just the תויכן, וכיוצא המבור מספר של הפירוש על פי פירוש רשי ושאר החכומים, הבנויים על יסיידס התלמוד, so it's also good. So יראה שמיים מיקרו, אחד מיקרו, שתיים מיקרו, ואחד רשי ותרגו. I want just to mention here, in your day and סימן ריש מן, סעיף חוף דלת, is brought down, in the Ramo, yesh oimrim that a person is not mechuyev to mechabed his grandfather. Ein odom chayev b'chvoid aviyoviv. Ma'arik. And the Ramo is choylek anet, ve'ein oinirali. Elo de chayev b'chvoid aviyoviv, yoyser b'chvoid aviyoviv. He's mechuyev to mechabed his father more from his grandfather. But he's also mechuyev to mechabed his grandfather. And the brackets the Ramo brings down, and Darke Moshe says it as well, ורעיה ממדרש גבי ויסבח זבוכים לאלויקי אוביב יצחוק. And יענקב אבינו, when he leaves, ארץ ישראל, it says, ויסבח זבוכים לאלויקי אוביב יצחוק. And it doesn't say לאלויקי אוביב יענקב. And the מדרש says, שחייב אודם בכבוד אוביב, יויסו מכבוד אבי אוביב. The Taz brings down, וחי פירש רשי בחומש, על ויסבח זבוכים לאלויקי אוביב יצחוק. ותימה הדס הראשון שהוא מעריק, נלה ממנו רשי בחומש. The Shachar Nekudas HaKesef wonders. It's a medrash. The Ramo brought it down b'shem the medrash. So what the Taz adds that it's a Rashi? The Pele that the Ma'arik forgot a Rashi? Zog the Shachar Nekudas HaKesef. V'lo yadati machidash b'zeh. V'efshar mashvalei depirush Rashi b'chom mishrogil yoysu m'medrash. Shem shekospuk tzas apoyiskim de Rashi m'mokim targum. Shechayev odom likro shtayim mikro v'echo targum. We'll go back to our Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says that a person is reading Rashi, Oysom Apsukim, She'en Alem Pirush Rashi, Ikro Oysom Sholesh Pe'amim. And here, Lechura, we have a very stark question. We learned in Seif Aleph, it's a Gemara in Broches, Le'olam Yashlim Odom Parshi Yosef Im Atzibu, Shtayim Mikro Ve'echo Targum. Ve'afilu Atoris Ve'divoy. What is Ve'afilu Atoris Ve'divoy? So Rashi says in Broches, even a Toris V'divoin, in Parshas Matris and Chumash Mois, that doesn't have a Pirush in the Targum, you have to repeat again the words a Toris V'divoin. The truth is in our Targum Ungelus, and the first time it says a Toris V'divoin is a Pirush. Only in the second time it says without a Pirush in Parshas Matris. But in the first time it says with different Hezbeirim in the Targum Ungelus, but they say already that that Ungelus is not from Ungelus, it's from the Targum Yerushalmi. So Rashi says that when there's no Pirush, you have to say it three times. Really, would be better to say, Shtayim Mikro Ve'echot Targum Ve'afil Ruvim V'Shimen. Aforshim. Oymed Anet. Rishonim Ha'az Dekasha on Rashi. But Mikol Mokim Shitas Rashi, you have to say again, Atoris V'Divo in the three times. The second Pirush, Rishonim bring down, Mishnah Berurah brings it down in Seif Aleph, that Ve'aftira Atoris V'Divo in, that doesn't have a Pirush Ungelus, you have to read from Pirush Yerushalmi. But Lo Yitzur is no Yerushalmi like Reuven v'Shimon. You don't have to read it three times. The Velt says, what is the Machlekes? Rashi learns is a din to say three times. Doesn't even say during Mesiras HaTorah. Just you don't have to say it three times the pasuk. One of them you yaitze in Targum, and it's better. You have a pshat. But when you don't have a Targum, you have to say three times. It's a din of three times. The second pirush holds, it's not a din of three times. It's a din shtayim mikro and a pirush. When there's no pirush, there's no point to say it over three times. Here the Mishnah Berurah says, when you don't have a Rashi on a pasuk, read three times. It's to be yaitze the shitas Rashi. That Rashi holds that at least it's a din of three times. So here he says him like that. Before he brought on two shittas, here he says him like that. Okay. But I want to ask you a shayla. When he reads the third time the pasuk, so he's not saying a pirush. So let him say Targum on the pasuk that is no Rashi, say Targum to be yoyed to the shittas that is the Indian to have a Targum. Bishlam, if in the first shittas, the Indian to say it three times. There's no Rashi, at least he's saying three times. Oh, but it's the Indian to have a pirush. And that pasuk that is no Rashi is not saying a pirush. It's one ore. Another aura. It's not so schwer. Another aura. In every pasuk that is Rashi, when there's words that is no Rashi, why did the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say, repeat the words? I think the divan is also only two words, and you have to repeat them the third time. So the word that is no Rashi, every pasuk, and every word is a Rashi, why are you not mechuyev to repeat the pasuk the third time? Or at least the words that you don't have a Rashi on them a third time? So I want to be masbir. When you say that vorim, I was misoyer once. I was in the house of Agoyin Agodrim, the Sinsvi Finger, Yeshiva Smir, Rabbi Shariyeli, and Mutal Midei Chachomim there. And they were wondering a question. When Rashi says that Atoiro Eini Yodea, why Rashi says Eini Yodea? You could say, V'lamed L'shem Cholem Ar Eini Yodea. No, no. But you could say more from that. I think Rabbi Shor wanted to say. Rashi says Eini Yodea, when Num Rashi is Meforish Pshat. When there is no Rashi, it means it's Kipshutoi. But that, you don't have to be Masbir. When Rashi says, Eini Yodea, Rashi says, it's not Kipshutoi. What it is, Eini Yodea, but it's not Kipshutoi. As I said, Gleich HaNafkemine. What a be, right away, HaNafkemine. What a be, when you have a person is reading Shtayim Mikro Vechad Rashi, and Rashi says, Eini Yodea. If it's Lamed L'Shein Choloimar Eini Yodea, you're not Mechuyev to say it over again. Lamed L'Shein Chol is not Negev to the Aloch of Shtayim Mikro Vechad Talgu. But if the reason you have to say, Rashi say any of that, to say that it's not Kipshutoi, so it's also a pirush, to know that it's not Kipshutoi. So you have to repeat and say any idea. So now I want to go a step weiter. When Rashi doesn't say nothing, we have a pirush, it's Kipshutoi. So when a couple of words in the pasuk don't have a Rashi, it's Rashi explains Kipshutoi. The word, the psukim that don't have a Rashi, it means Kipshutoi. So we have a pirush on all the psukim. So now we will ask the Shaila, so why you have to repeat the psukim that is no Rashi? Because if you the first tzadda, there's a din to say three times, so in the psukim that he said a part of it, so he explained that the rest is kipshutoi. But the psukim that is no Rashi, he never explained nothing about them. So we know the pshat, we know. The fact that he's not saying, he knows the pshat. So he's yotze pshat, but the din saying, the din to say the pasuk three times, he didn't say. There's a reason the Indian to say, that pasuk a third time, but you don't have to say the Targum, because Pshati has on that. And Derech this Indian I found interesting in Sefer Derech Sicha for Reb Chaim Kanievsky, he brings down in the Psiche a Shaila, I want to say over the Shaila. Rashi beparshas Vayakel, Shmois Lamed Hei Hei, Kosav, Kvar Pirashi Nidvas HaMishkan Umelechesam B'mekom Tzavahosam. I already explained the Melechesam HaMishkan in the beginning, in Trumat Tzavah. So the Shoyer asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Le'anach she'seivrim she'bechiyuv shtayim mikro ve'echot targum, nichlal gam pirush Rashi. Im chayev lilmud ato pirush Rashi al tzavo asa mishkan. And Reb Chaim answered the follows, Tshuva, loy, he doesn't have to. Ki pirush Rashi she'yeda pirush advorim. U'bemokoim she'ein pirush Rashi, yoydea pirush she'gam beloy Rashi. Ve'kevin she'kvar yoydea mi'parshas trume, ein tzor lach zor shuv. What a bitak is someone that never said Parshas Truma, the cotton, chweis nisht. We'll see Rashi, we'll see the Mishnah Berurah weiter, sif cotton vov. Yerushamayim yoymar gam targum v'gam pirush Rashi. Why also targum? Why is not enough to say only Rashi? Ki ha-targum yesh le-mailo she-nitno b'sinai. Like we explained, and the Iker Inyan is Amir ha-sholesh pa-omim ki-mesiroso b'sinai. Even after what we said, about the Mai Siddiq, the Targum has a Pirush on every word. The Pirush Rashi has a Maile, who is a Pirush Chazal, Yosu Mea Targum. And by MS, can Roy Linig Lecholodom, who is a Pirush Rashi, Levada Targum. כי יש כמה פרשיות בתורה בפרט בחלק ויקרא שאי אפשר להבין מכלל על ידי תרגום לחוד. And it's an Indian to understand. I saw someone who wanted to say chidushim. That if you read the Targum, you don't have to say the Rashi out bepeh. It's enough to learn the Rashi. If you only say Shnei Mikro v'Rashi, you have to say it. Because it's a din amira, like we said. And just yoytze with a pirush. But if you're saying the Targum, you yoytze the amira. And for the avonas advorim, it's enough to look in the Rashi without saying him. It's a chidush, but I saw it in one of the sforim. Mi she'ein b'yodei Targum rak achumish levad, yesh lo yikro shtei pa'omim mikro v'achar kach she'izdam aloi Targum yoyma. He doesn't have a Targum. He only has a chumash without a Targum. We'll say it twice. First we see that you could say the whole parsha twice and then say the Targum. The shayla is, what if he will know that never he will get a Targum? Till Simchas Torah. L'chura, to be yoytze the shita that the Indian of Maisa kriya three times, Mishabur had to say, read it three times. And even if he doesn't know that till after Shabbos he will get it. As yashtim parsha yoytze min atzibu, why is that mechurib to read it three times? Mishabur was saying, I saw some achronim big down. That if he knows for sure, when I have targum to Simchas Torah, for sure to read three times mikro. They want to say even till Shabbos. And what if he targum if he read three times mikro and then he got a targum? He has to say it, doesn't have to say it. He was yaitz with the Eved, the Rashi's Mahalach or not. Any idea. Lo yikra posuk ha-meuchar kodem ha-mukdom lo yikra keseder. You have to read keseder. What if you're with the Eved? You skipped the posuk. You have to repeat again or not? Reb Nissim Karelitz in Chutashon, he says, you don't have to. And in Sefer Mishnei Aloche also, I saw such a arichus, I want to read a shtickle from Sefer Mishnei Aloche. Hine, b'simen kufla metzayin, il chizkira satoira sif gimel ise, it says down there, dim dileg posuk echot b'shabes, b'kriya satoira, bal koire. Tzorch lazo v'likri ha-posuk shedileg v'oit shnaim imoi, but he doesn't have to repeat the whole parsha. ולחור הפושות שקיימן שמעניקן מקריאס התאירה ואין צור לקרוא פוסק זה ולגמור כסי לכל הפרשה מכל שכן דן צור לעסס כן שחיס הפוסק אחד בקריאה שתיים מיקרו ואיך הוא תרגום וגם פושות זה בקריאה שתיים מיקרו ואיך הוא תרגום is knowing into three פסוקים ואם כן שנויד עלוי שלקורו איזה טבע שמשנה משמעות he has to say that פוסק again שתיים מיקרו ואיך הוא תרגום and it's enough. ולפי זה צריך לומר שמה שכוסף כאן שלא יקרא פוסק המאוחר קדם המוקדם הוא רק לכתחילה. דניס מציין ובאמס ומשנברור בסימן קוף מבייס קוטן בייס הלכו לקריאת התורה משמע דכל זמן של גומר הקריאו שעת קריאת התורה אני מזמדלג יש אלה התחיל ממוקם שדילג ולגמר כסדר אמנם אין שם בשרציון זה אין המדינה זה מדינה סנה אם יקרא הפוסק הזה ושתיים מימוי ואם כן בקריאה שתיים מיקרו ואיך התרגום that avad dir lechure, you could just say the pasuk that you medalek. And derech psicha is different mashmausim about that. It's brought down there in the psicha. Someone asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky and tshuva bei gimel. It's mashma like Reb Nissim Karelitz. But there is a tshuva shaila. No aguleim al kol yom parsha shaloi v'yemechot shachar v'dileg. ובסוף נזכר, אם יעשה ממוקם שפוסק כדי שלא יהיה למפרע, או שמעבי כבדייבד עד עצנת מהעקב. צריך לחזור שלא יהיה למפרע. ולעינן, אם יחזור גם על פירוש רשי, יהיה אפשר להוקר. I'm not sure. The person clear, what if the person skipped a week? So the person say next week, לכתחילה, to be חויזר, the last week, and then to say this week. What if he skipped a couple weeks? The מהרשם says, first the week to read this week, and then to go back to the weeks that he missed. אבל אומר זה מדקפחיים is משמע to go כסדר and not to skip. Even could be if it will cause that this week you will not be משלים עם הציבור. אז כדאי to look inside מחסית חוק חלק טס, סימן יטס, more פרוטים בעניין זה. ומשנבור אז ממשיך. לא יקרו התרגום תחילו ואחר כך המיקרו, אלא יקרו לכתחילו שתיים מיקרו ואחר כך תרגום. Sharatzin brings down b'di'evin mikro targum mikro, b'di'evin is okay. Chazanish did it like, lekatchile the Chazanish did like this. He said it's roi to do like this lekatchile. In Mishnah Aloch is medayek, but the Mishnah Bura said mikro targum mikro, b'di'evin is yoytze. But targum ve'achakar shtayim mikro, he wants to say you're not yoytze. Im efshalo shalo yafsik v'shtayim mikro ve'achat targum al shum dovo, hutoi ve'yofem ha'oy. Again, we see that as in Yonim in Shtayim Mikro. It's not only stam to learn it. Chayim Roizim ha-medakdik im Roizim ken v'chen roi le-baal nefesh la-asos. In the Sharatzion here is the Burim. You have to understand, it's kedai to my eye here. In the Sharatzion, I don't have it so close. We go weiter in Shulchan Aruch Seif Gimel. Miyem Rishon Ve'Eile Choshev Im HaTzibur. We learn in Seif Aleph, Yashlim Parshi Yosef Im HaTzibur. From when it's called Im HaTzibur, Miyem Rishon Ve'Eile Choshev Im HaTzibur. The Mishabu explains why Miyem Rishon. Kevin Shematchili Be'Milchas Ad Shabbos Liko Is Pasu Shavu Abba, Nechshav Shuv HaKoyre Ke'Koyre Im HaTzibur. V'im Ken, Ma Shekosev HaMechaba Miyem Rishon Ve'Eile Achlav Davke. So the truth is, in the time of Mincha and Shabbos, it's already called Im HaTzibur. For Mincha and Shabbos, it's called Im HaTzibur, because they already started to read it. Zogt Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and Shmir Shabbos Ki Ilchoso and Reb Chaim Kanievsky, that Lav Davka, when they started to read it, even before they started to read it, Mizman Mincha, it's also enough. Mizman Mincha is also enough, it's considered already that they started. You don't have to have Befoyal that they started. Choshev im HaTzibur, kama achkosu achroinim kosu, demina mufro likroisu b'erev Shabbos. Ma'am sharet shuvus ma'amadim, dem koirim etchilas ha'shavu ha'ba'oila, gam ken b'chal mitzvah mina mufro. Kmo shekosu ba'bisyeisu, dem mufro ken ma'arambab. Chedim b'maisel rav, b'sefer maisel rav, from the goyen kosav me'anoga sagro, so you know, gizminig was taken after a tefillah b'chol yom likra mitzvos me'asedro, shtei mikra b'echot targum u'mesayim b'erev Shabbos. Seif dalet. Mitzvah min ha'mufror shiyashlim oiso, koidem shiyoichal b'Shabbos. Koidem shiyoichal b'Shabbos. Vim lo yishlim koidem ha'achilo. What if he was not mashlim before the achilo? Yashlim achar ha'achile. Ada mincha yiku bimashlim. V'yeshoim rim ad revi b'Shabbos. V'yeshoim yashmini yatzeres, da'ayinu b'simchasteire, she'oz mashlim im atzibu. Zod mishnah bura sifkotn tes. Yashlim oisik d'isu b'medresh, she'tzivu rebi esbono v'alteichu lechem b'Shabbos, al she'tigmu es kol ha'parsho. V'kol mokim poshut den la'akim achmezeh ha'achile ad achar ha'tzois, כמובן בסימן ריש פחס. וזהו רק מצווה בעלמה, ולכתחיל מן הנוכן, את בדואים לקרוא השתיים מיקרו וחתרגום בערב שבס, להשכים שבס בבויקר, ולקרוא השתיים מיקרו וחתרגום, קודם הליכוסו לבס הכנסס. כן איסו באור זרוע, ריש ילכוי שבס. כן משהו תלמיד רבין יינה, ריש ברוכס. Why? Why? Because the Indian, that when he comes to קרסתר, he's after שתיים מיקרו וחתרגום. He could read it out of Mincha, and Mincha v'lemala matchil im atzibur likroi parsha shavu haba. Here, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, the boys can say, only when they started befoyal. But if it didn't start befoyal, he could read it yet. Even though we said before that from Zman Mincha, that it's roi likroi, he could start. But here it's magia to befoyal. Just a little horror, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, I have said again. Before we saw the Shmira Shabbos, that from Zman Mincha, you could start already Shnayim Mikro, and you could read it till Shabbos b'mincha, we say here not zman mincha till befoyal. There is from the zman, here is befoyal. But you want to say a chiddush that in Simchas Torah lemashal that you start chosin bereishis got bereishis. So there, while befoyal you started bereishis, even as before zman mincha, you could start already to read bereishis. Now the Chazanish says that lekatchila ad shalashudas. Not only at Mincha, till the Shalashudas you could do it. And there's another Shita Ad Revi B'Shabbos, the Shloshim Rishonim Shayochin Adayin Ksas the Shabbos Shova. Come on, B'Sim Reish Tzadik Tetz. Lochem B'Dievel Yochel Ha'ashlim Ad Revi B'Shabbos. V'yesh Ha'imrim Ad Shmini Yatzeres. Na'ayinu B'Eretz Yisroel Shishomo Yitzh Shmini Yatzeres Yekam Echot. V'Natzibur Oza Sofoter. Lochem B'Dievel Mikri Ad Ha'yoyim Ha'u Mashlim Parshi Yoyitzim Matzibur. Aval Lekatchila Lekule Alme Lo Yachar Yoyitzim Miyoyim Ha'Shabbos. Another word of Yom Hashabbos. Shalom Hashem Atzibur v'yesh l'likroes ol shnei mikro v'chotargum. De'lo yikroesim shekirim mikro l'chud. Kemet shechotzol le'gam atargum. So you could read till then. Till when? Not only till Shmini Atzeres, even in the Shmini Atzeres. Till when? Till mistama they read chosam bereishis. When they read already chosam bereishis, the chuvah is already over. Hazei v'yad mincho. The chuvah, this is the shiur.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@kol.com.